you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Between August and April, Emojipedia has found a significant decrease in the usage of all individual positive smiley emojis.
Nobody's smiling anymore. A lot of tears, huh?
Usage of negative or other or ambiguous smiley emojis have increased.
Yep.
Now, the positive smiley emojis do remain the most used smiley emojis despite the recent decrease. The top two emojis remained the same over the entire study. They were both crying expressions, the laughing one coming in first and the sad one coming in second.
Are there emojis with masks on now? You think they're
yes.
Thoughts?
Arlene sent me one the other day.
I figured it would be, right? Okay. Yeah, pussies wearing your mask everywhere.
Yeah,
trying to protect other people. What kind of Christian are you?
Last week they unveiled a the smiley face is hugging. Giving you a hug.
Oh, nobody can hug anymore.
Oh, that's on Facebook.
Right.
Nobody can hug anymore.
Several people have modified that where he looks like he's hugging a penis.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, it would be nice if there were more graphic sexual emojis you could send to people.
I think so, too, right.
They're like, there's going to be like a pack you could download or something.
There is.
The trouble is,
barely
see them.
I can't see them either.
Yeah.
I can't see them.
If you're going to get a series of graphic sexual emojis, they need to be big enough
to
see.
Yeah, I'd rather see a GIF or a GIF, whatever the hell you call that. Just give me a sexual position.
That's when the box of emojis comes up there. They're kind of tiny.
Yeah. I can't see if you're smiling or...
Right, if someone were to send me one, I wouldn't know where I was in the mix.
And you can't see how they look unless you
just hope you're in the middle.
Yeah, when you put it in the message, it comes up a little bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, but when you look and when you're trying to choose an emoji, they're all kind of tiny.
Right, but you know what I say on this thing? Use your words.
Yeah, people don't respond to that, though.
Say ha or LOL if you want to. I don't know.
People would rather see emojis than your stupid words.
Oh, so use words instead of instead of just write BJ on there, write it out?
Yeah. No, instead of an emoji.
Yeah, all right.
Just write it out.
Right.
Yeah, there should be
But that's much more difficult.
Yeah, it is.
I'll give you that.
An engulfing emoji.
Right. Just because I can't read emoji. Yeah.
What is a goblin?
Yeah.
What is a goblin?
Yeah. I've got issues with it. And that's my own fault.
I can't read them either.
I can't read emoji.
They're too small. They're way too small on my phone.
That, and even if I do know what they are, I couldn't string them together in a sentence.
No. Oh, especially they do different ones together. It's supposed to be a sentence.
I'm missing out on that.
I'll use them sparingly. The thumbs up comes in handy.
That's easy. You can just hit that button that says thumbs up. That ends the conversation.
Hey, if somebody's like, I'll get back to you, thumbs up.
That's it.
It's simple.
What's wrong? You didn't give me a thumbs up.
Yeah, see, I'll get back to you should be the end of the conversation.
Some people don't even write that. Sometimes the conversation just ends.
I'm fine with.
Yeah, but you don't know if it's supposed to end. I mean, some of us say at least bye or thumbs up works.
This is all back
just
to your
simple.
No need to reply conversation.
Yeah, people reply too often.
I think I do that. I don't know when to end.
Here do I. I don't know when to end either.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop. Stop it already.
When I send you the eggplant emoji, then we're done. Because that's supposed to be a penis, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what we hear.
That means you've gone to the office chair?
Yep.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA.
Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So as far as the Men's Health Sex in America survey, people were asked how often they orgasm during sex.
How about Kevin? He's older now. It was a year ago.
Not even going to get into that. Nowhere near that. Nowhere near it.
Orgasm during sex. Most guys orgasm once.
Yeah.
And then if you have time, maybe another
what
one.
What percentage?
But once.
Yeah. Would you like to guess?
When's the last time?
Say once.
When's the last time you've gone for round two?
Nah, once.
Would you like to guess years the number of time or the percentage of men who say that they finish every time they have sex?
Oh, they finish every time.
Every time.
Well, unless you're
90.
Unless you're drunk, yeah. Whiskey dink sometimes happens. I would say 90%. Yeah, 90%.
That's a pretty big number.
Yeah.
Well, according to this survey, 57.
Some guys just get bored.
Yeah.
The backswing.
Are they faking it?
I get bored.
27% of
I've
women.
I've tried that.
Faking it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you fake it?
You don't.
You don't.
Well, yeah, you just try to be like, you know. And then,
and what was the dude's name?
And the thing is that we have stuff that shows
there's,
up.
There's
there's no evidence.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, and that's all booze.
Right, it's booze, right. Oh, yeah, I get it. Been there.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the vodka takes over, and I'm on the
stops
pup.
The shredding.
I'm on the pup list, the physically unable to perform. Yeah.
But sometimes you think you're able to perform, but it turns out that's not the case. No. And you find out it's too late by the time you find out.
Yeah, you're good for about a minute, and then...
This
wah,
could,
yeah. I'm
no,
sorry.
I really thought that, but no. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I would think it's... I've never faked it. I think it'd be difficult for a guy to fake
it. Oh, I have people.
It's impossible.
People, people have done it. They've tried it. I know a guy did that a couple of times.
Well, I mean, if...
She to you? Was... With you?
No, yeah, with me. No, I can tell. I can tell.
Because right. The temperature on your back doesn't change.
Hey, Wes, your dad. Wes, your dad. Great.
But it's way easier for a chick to fake it.
Of course.
Yeah. I think if you were a dude wearing a condom, it would be way easier to fake it.
Oh, you could do it then, yeah.
Well, and it's easier for a woman to fake it because we want to believe.
Right.
You know, that reflects well on us.
But just 27% of women say every time for them.
I believe that.
I'm surprised the number's that high.
Yeah.
Really?
31% of the women say usually but not always. 14%, 50-50. Eh. 14% of us, or I should say 14% of people in their 30s, say that it is important to know your partner's astrological sign.
The hell does that matter?
No.
Yeah.
10% of 20-somethings, 12% of 40-somethings, and 7% of people that are 50 or over.
I know because my wife is mine. Same month, that's why.
Feel it's important to know your partner's
Otherwise, I would not know
sign.
That. Otherwise, I would not know that.
Who has actually had a threesome? Was one of the questions in the sex survey.
Chick's got to be there, right?
No.
No.
Oh, no, I mean, I thought you were asking us.
Well, there's got to be one. Well, you could have a same-sex threesome. Yeah, I'm sure that's included.
Yeah.
I'm not in that club.
Well, what they say is...
Or that, even the opposite-sex threesome. Not in that club.
No, they still count threesomes as two dudes and a chick. And we disagree, but they still count it that way.
Yeah, anytime there are three participants.
Yeah.
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 We have a little different definition, but you know, the... commonly accepted definition of a threesome is three people.
Three people.
53% of people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or pansexual have had a three-way. 53%. 18% of people who identify as straight say that they have actually had a threesome.
Yeah, because I think threesomes, everybody's touching everybody. And what we've talked about, that's usually just... two guys banging a girl, and that's not a threesome.
Well, it depends on who's answering the question.
Well, they're not touching each other.
But if they think it's a threesome, then they're going to answer yes to the question. Okay.
Like, aren't you high-fiving?
You might high-five.
If you and a buddy are tagging a chick. Right. I mean, there's only one guy in this room that can answer that question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're high-fiving?
Nah, I never. Nah, yeah. It was just no high-fiving.
Is that the Eiffel Tower?
Just winking?
Yes. Don't you have to high-five?
Whatever.
To make it an official Eiffel Tower?
We're all getting some.
No high-fiving, no eye contact.
Yep.
Stop looking at my balls, man.
They were also asked, how would you feel about a threesome in the future? 5% of respondents say, it's basically my life's goal.
It's the holy grail.
Yes, it is.
There's really nothing more I want.
25% say that they wouldn't say no if the opportunity arose, but apparently they're not going to go looking for it. 18% not sure. 50% just said no, outright no. No threesome.
And they're lying.
And for some reason, 3% preferred not to answer.
Oh, because she's right there?
No, because Jesus is listening. That's it.
Yeah.
Jesus knows your thoughts.
I mean, early in the relationship, everybody kind of floats that out there, don't they?
Yeah, and there's not going to happen.
Yeah. Generally.
Or just occasionally over the years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah, just checking it.
See if you've evolved on those things.
You get that right buzz on, everybody's having a good time. You're, hey, honey, we should try it. Yeah. Not going to happen. Damn it.
Still no. All right.
Still no. All right. Yeah, I've done that.
I just had to take your temperature on that every few years.
Yeah.
But see,
in the beginning, I've always floated that. Yeah. Always. And
always.
100% of the time, I got not going to happen.
See, I'd be the one worrying that, you know, if say the situation was presented to you, you'd want to say yes. But I think in the back of your head, you'd be going, yeah, but this is going to end up ending horribly.
Nope, doesn't matter. I've heard people say it all the time. Nope, I'm diving in.
I would be thinking down the road three steps and probably trying to second guess myself.
Not me. No, probably not.
Not me. Now, granted, if it was involved two women that wasn't my wife and it was cheating, I would think then. Because I don't want to get dumped and I don't want to cheat. But in other situations, nope, head first. How about it, Craig?
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Don't go head first. You're going to hurt somebody. That big old noggin.
32%.
Yeah, if you got the okay, you would be like, you sure?
Yeah, no. Okay, no. Like that guy, we had an email from a guy that is promised one in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
Once the pandemic,
to look forward to.
But he's also got, the problem with that is she could change her mind any time. And he's pissed off about the pandemic more than probably we are.
I would imagine he is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a guy who wants a drop dead day for coronavirus. Right. Yeah. It's just going to end so my wife can bring her hot looking friend over.
Or why? You just say, listen, let's bring her here and live for 14 days. Let's quarantine with her.
She's probably not willing to commit to that.
Maybe not.
She's not that into it.
It's Bugman, right?
Was it?
That was his name, Bugman.
Yeah, that seems to be right.
Yeah.
32% of men said that they are okay with filming the sex between the two of them. And 18% of women said they are fine with the sex being filmed.
Yeah.
Never did the video thing. Well, now you can do it with the phones. It's so easy to do it now.
Never really wanted to.
No.
Because I've seen myself in the mirror, and that's enough. I don't need to see it on film, too.
Yeah,
I would have no interest in watching it.
Right, because you'd look at that.
I wouldn't either.
And you'd compare it to the professionals, and you'd decide, man, I got to you can't delete that fast enough.
No.
Oh, I'm making faces.
Right. Yeah, you imagine your face?
I've seen the
face
pros
you
do
make
it.
When your toes are curling. We imagine, you imagine our faces, all dudes' faces.
There's a lot of jiggling.
Well, that part.
I don't need that.
Yeah. How about just on your face?
Let that sink in for a second.
I don't even
that stuck to the tape.
What you're asking there.
Just on your face.
No, I mean, you have an Craig, your face on camera during an actual orgasm. You having an orgasm.
Right.
You imagine that?
What's the point? I don't want to see anybody's face doing anything.
I know.
I don't.
It would sound like when Todd has one.
I mean, even in the
sounds like a big moth.
In the professional work, they don't show the guy's face.
They don't. Well,
no.
Well, no, they don't. I think they used to back in the day more.
Yeah.
It was like a side edit. Then get out of there.
Just a quick flash.
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
But normally they don't even show that. So
they generally don't even show his upper torso at that point.
No,
good point, Puss. You orgasm like a big moth. It does sound like that.
So let's give the audience a second to absorb that. Take that visual. All of our O faces.
You flying towards the light.
There's four or five people out there listening going,
seen that face.
Yeah, don't need that.
I had to tune out for a second.